Might have some light at the end of the truancy tunnel. Schools are reporting some success in getting their most serious truants back to class, which is good. Official figures show daily attendance was as high as 84%. This is in the first week of Term 3, which has only just begun, after being below 80% for a good chunk of Term 2. Now, Papatoetoe High Principal Vaughan Coyo is back with us. Vaughan, very good morning to you.
Good morning.
You seeing it in your school?
Yeah, a little bit. Not quite on that first day of Term 3, but over the last couple of weeks, things have become a little less problematic, and we're back into the numbers starting with eights.
So what's going on here? Has this been a COVID winter flu thing or a truant thing or a bit of both?
Oh, it's a bit of everything, really. So certainly we're seeing a reduction in the number of people with COVID or hyper sort of allergic to it, for want of a better phrase. But there's also a cluster of things that is happening, particularly in my community, communities out our way, where the attendance services, which was something that was contracted out to third-party contractors, is now starting to become closer to the schools. Clusters of schools are getting together, working on employing engagement workers, and it may be that that's bearing fruit really early on, as well as there's been some support money paid into schools to help with exactly that. So look, it's a whole range of things. There's probably no silver bullets, and in some communities, one particular aspect of that intervention might be working, and in the other communities, it might be something else.
So some of the stats that we were seeing in the last couple of weeks about how next to no one's turning up at school, were they confusing, given some of it appeared to me to be if you were away, and it's, I mean, I've got kids, obviously, so it's, you can be away for a lot of reasons, and the fact that you're away doesn't make you a truant, so therefore the numbers become a bit complex and detailed, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And by default, most of our systems, if you're away for 3 days and you haven't told anyone, it automatically defaults to truant, when actually it's really just a communication lag.
Exactly.
And certainly when families are all going through that stress and pressure of having to lock down, those first 2 days is a little bit sort of panic pants while you try and work out how you're going to get food, who's dropping what off, all that sort of thing. And so there is a little bit of that. There is also some serious disengagement, particularly at the senior secondary end, but not necessarily for truancy reasons, but for I've got to go to work, I've got to support the family, and all of that stuff that we have heard about many times before.
And I've noticed from personal experience that some kids get to year 13 and they go, I'm better off at home studying, working, doing my own thing because I know where I'm going, I'm off to university, etc. And they don't necessarily turn up to school. There must be a bit of that.
Yeah, there's always a bit of that. And I think the ones that worry me the most are the students that are in primary school, where they might be absent from school for prolonged periods of time, where they're not necessarily the lead agent in making that decision. Yeah. Most 8-year-olds don't get to choose not to go to school. It's mostly a parental decision. Whereas you get to 14, 15, 16, that's obviously the student that's generally making that call to engage or disengage. So we've got two different types of absenteeism and truanting. That is probably more easily solved by parents, and that we have to be a bit more engaging or communicate with the older kids a little bit more to see what it is that is missing and how can we add value. And in some cases, you won't be able to because getting that job might be far more advantageous for them.
Good stuff, Vaughan. Appreciate it as always. Vaughan Coyo, Papatoetoe High School principal. I note yesterday one of the stories floating around, they've never had so few fill-in teachers. Teachers, I mean, if you're a fill-in teacher, you've got a job for life as far as I can work out, but staffing still a major in the education system.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.